The Untethered Soul, The Journey Beyond Yourself. By Michael A. Singer. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Untethered Soul, The Journey Beyond Yourself by Michael A. Singer is a book about spiritual growth and self-discovery. It explores the idea that we are all connected to something greater than ourselves, and how this connection can help us find inner peace and contentment in our lives. The book begins with an exploration of what it means to be untethered from the physical world, allowing us to explore our true selves without being bound by material possessions or societal expectations. Through meditation, mindfulness practices, and other techniques, readers learn how to observe their thoughts objectively rather than getting caught up in them emotionally. Singer then delves into the concept of energy as it relates to spirituality. He explains how energy flows through everything around us, including ourselves, and how we can use this understanding to become more aware of our own emotions and reactions. He also discusses the importance of letting go of attachments such as fear or anger so that we can move forward on our journey towards enlightenment. The author then moves on to discuss various aspects of consciousness, including awareness, presence, stillness, surrendering control over outcomes, acceptance of life's impermanence and uncertainty. He encourages readers not only accept these concepts but embrace them fully for maximum benefit. In addition to exploring spiritual topics such as karma and reincarnation throughout the book, Singer also provides practical advice for living a more mindful life in everyday situations like dealing with difficult people or managing stress levels. Finally, he offers guidance on cultivating relationships with others based on mutual respect, trust, love, compassion, kindness, patience, ultimately leading readers toward a deeper sense of fulfillment within themselves. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The power of awareness. By becoming aware of our thoughts and feelings, we can gain control over our lives and become free from the suffering caused by our own minds. Main idea number 2. The pain body. We all have a pain body that is composed of negative emotions and experiences that we carry with us and can cause us to suffer if we don't learn to recognize and release them. Main idea number 3. The voice in the head. We all have an inner voice that is constantly talking to us and can be a source of both positive and negative thoughts. By learning to observe this voice, we can gain control over it and use it to our advantage. Main idea number 4. The inner energy field. Our bodies are composed of an inner energy field that can be used to heal and transform our lives. Main idea number 5. The power of surrender. By surrendering to the present moment and letting go of our attachments, we can find peace and freedom. Main idea number 6. The ego. The ego is a false sense of self that is created by our thoughts and beliefs. By recognizing and releasing the ego, we can find true freedom. Main idea number 7. The observer. By learning to observe our thoughts and feelings without judgment, we can gain insight into our true nature and find inner peace. Main idea number 8. The power of intention. By setting clear intentions and focusing on them, we can create the life we want. Main idea number 9. The power of love. Love is the most powerful force in the universe and can be used to heal and transform our lives. Main idea number 10. The power of forgiveness. By forgiving ourselves and others, we can free ourselves from the pain of the past and create a brighter future. Main idea number 11. The power of gratitude. By cultivating an attitude of gratitude, we can open ourselves up to the abundance of the universe. Main idea number 12. The power of letting go. By letting go of our attachments and expectations, we can find peace and freedom. Main idea number 13. The power of acceptance. By accepting ourselves and others, we can find inner peace and harmony. Main idea number 14. The power of presence. By being present in the moment, we can find joy and contentment. Main idea number 15. The power of choice. By making conscious choices, we can create the life we want. Main idea number 16. The power of faith. By having faith in ourselves and the universe, we can create a life of abundance and joy. Main idea number 17. The power of connection. By connecting with others, we can find true happiness and fulfillment. Main idea number 18. The power of transformation. By transforming our thoughts and beliefs, we can create a life of joy and peace. Main idea number 19. The power of compassion. By cultivating compassion for ourselves and others, we can create a life of love and understanding. Main idea number 20. The power of service. By serving others, we can find true fulfillment and joy. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The power of awareness is a powerful tool that can help us to gain control over our lives and free ourselves from the suffering caused by our own minds. By becoming aware of our thoughts and feelings, we can begin to recognize patterns in how we think and feel, allowing us to make conscious choices about how we respond. This awareness gives us the ability to choose whether or not we want to be controlled by these patterns or if we want to take charge of them. When we become aware of what's going on inside ourselves, it allows us to see things more objectively. We can observe our thoughts without getting caught up in them, which helps us stay calm even when faced with difficult situations. With this newfound clarity, it becomes easier for us to make decisions based on what's best for ourselves rather than being driven by fear or anxiety. By cultivating an attitude of self-awareness, we also open ourselves up to greater understanding and compassion towards others. When we are able to understand why someone may be feeling a certain way or behaving in a certain manner, it makes it easier for us to relate better with them instead of judging them harshly. Ultimately, the power of awareness is something that everyone should strive for as it has the potential to transform your life in many positive ways. It takes practice, but once you start recognizing your thought patterns and making conscious choices about how you react, then you will find yourself living a much happier life. Main idea number 2. The concept of the pain body is an important one to understand in order to live a more peaceful and fulfilling life. The pain body is composed of all the negative emotions, experiences, and traumas that we carry with us throughout our lives. It can manifest itself as physical pain or emotional suffering, but it's always there lurking beneath the surface. We may not be aware of it consciously, but it affects our thoughts and actions on a daily basis. The key to managing your pain body is learning how to recognize when it's present and then taking steps to release those negative energies from your system. This could involve meditation or other forms of self-care, such as journaling or talking with a trusted friend or therapist about what you are feeling. By doing this work regularly, you can begin to free yourself from the grip of your pain body so that you can experience more joy in life. Main idea number 3. The voice in our head is a powerful tool that can be used to help us reach our goals and live a more fulfilling life. It can provide us with guidance, motivation, and insight into ourselves. However, it can also be a source of negative thoughts and self-doubt if we don't take the time to observe it closely. By learning to recognize this inner dialogue, we can gain control over it and use it as an ally instead of an enemy. When we become aware of the voice in our head, we are able to identify which thoughts are helpful or unhelpful. We can then choose which ones to focus on and act upon accordingly. This allows us to make better decisions based on what will truly benefit us rather than being swayed by fear or doubt. Additionally, by recognizing when the voice is trying to sabotage our progress or lead us astray, we can learn how not to let these negative influences affect our lives. By understanding the power of the voice in our head and taking steps towards controlling it for good, we open up new possibilities for growth and success in all areas of life. With practice and patience, this inner dialogue has the potential to become one of your greatest allies as you strive towards achieving your dreams. Main idea number 4. The inner energy field is a powerful force that exists within each of us. It is the source of our life force and can be used to heal, transform, and empower ourselves. This energy field is composed of subtle energies that are connected to our physical body, mind, emotions, and spirit. When we tap into this energy field through meditation or other spiritual practices such as yoga or qigong, we can access its healing power. This inner energy field has been studied for centuries in various cultures around the world. In traditional Chinese medicine, it is known as qi or qi, while in India it is referred to as prana. By connecting with this inner energy field, we can gain insight into our true nature and learn how to use its power for personal growth and transformation. When we open up to the potential of this inner energy field, amazing things begin to happen in our lives. We become more aware of ourselves on a deeper level, we start making better decisions, relationships improve, creativity increases, stress levels decrease, health improves, intuition sharpens, the list goes on. By learning how to work with this powerful force within us, we can create positive changes in all areas of our lives, from improving physical health to deepening spiritual connection. Main idea number 5. The power of surrender is a concept that has been around for centuries, but it can be difficult to understand and put into practice. Surrendering means letting go of our attachments and expectations, allowing ourselves to accept the present moment as it is without trying to control or manipulate it. When we do this, we open ourselves up to peace and freedom from suffering. Surrendering does not mean giving up on our goals or dreams, rather, it involves accepting what is happening in the present moment with an attitude of openness and trust. We can still strive towards our goals while also being mindful of the present moment. By doing so, we are able to stay connected with reality instead of getting lost in fantasies about how things should be. When we surrender, we become more aware of our thoughts and feelings without judgment or attachment. This allows us to observe them objectively instead of getting caught up in them emotionally. As a result, we gain clarity about what truly matters most in life, our relationships with others and ourselves, and find inner peace. Main idea number 6. The ego is a false sense of self that we create in our minds. It is based on our thoughts and beliefs about ourselves, and it can be very powerful. The ego tells us who we are, what we should do, and how to act in order to get what we want. It can also lead us down paths of fear, insecurity, and doubt. By recognizing the power of the ego and releasing its hold on us, we can find true freedom. We can learn to observe our thoughts without judgment or attachment so that they no longer control us. This allows us to live more authentically from a place of love rather than fear. When we let go of the ego's grip on our lives, it opens up space for growth and transformation. We become free to explore new possibilities without being held back by limiting beliefs or expectations imposed upon us by society or ourselves. By embracing this newfound freedom with an open heart and mind, anything becomes possible. Main idea number 7. The idea of the observer is a powerful concept that can help us to gain insight into our true nature and find inner peace. By learning to observe our thoughts and feelings without judgment, we can begin to understand ourselves more deeply. This practice allows us to become aware of how our minds work, what triggers certain emotions or reactions, and how we can better manage them in order to live a more balanced life. When we learn to be an observer of our own thoughts and feelings, it helps us develop greater self-awareness. We are able to recognize patterns in our behavior that may not have been obvious before. We also become better equipped at managing difficult situations because we are able to step back from the situation objectively rather than reacting emotionally. By becoming an observer of ourselves, we can also start recognizing when negative thought patterns arise so that they don't take over our lives. Instead of getting caught up in these destructive cycles, we can choose instead to focus on positive aspects such as gratitude or appreciation for all the good things in life. Ultimately, by learning this skillful practice of observing ourselves without judgment or attachment, we open up new possibilities for growth and transformation within ourselves. It is only through understanding who you truly are that you will be able to find lasting inner peace. Main idea number 8. The power of intention is a powerful tool that can help us create the life we want. By setting clear intentions and focusing on them, we can manifest our desired outcomes in life. Intention is not just about wishing for something to happen, it's about taking action towards achieving your goals. When you set an intention, you are committing yourself to making it happen by taking steps each day to move closer towards your goal. When setting an intention, it's important to be specific and focus on what you really want. Visualize the outcome as if it has already happened and feel the emotions associated with having achieved your goal. This will help keep you motivated and focused on reaching your desired result. It's also important to stay positive when working towards achieving your goals. Negative thoughts or feelings can derail progress, so try to remain optimistic throughout the process. Additionally, don't forget to celebrate small successes along the way. This will give you a boost of motivation when things get tough. By harnessing the power of intention, we have the ability to create whatever life we desire for ourselves. With dedication and perseverance, anything is possible. Main idea number 9. The power of love is an incredible force that can be used to heal and transform our lives. It has the ability to bring us closer together, create a sense of belonging, and provide comfort in times of need. Love can also help us find strength when we are feeling weak or lost. When we open ourselves up to love, it can fill us with joy and peace. Love is not only powerful but also unconditional. It does not judge or discriminate against anyone regardless of their background or beliefs. This makes it one of the most valuable gifts we have been given as human beings. We all have the capacity for love within us, so no matter how difficult life may seem at times, there is always hope if we choose to embrace this beautiful emotion. When we allow ourselves to experience true love without fear or hesitation, its power will take over our hearts and minds like nothing else ever could. We become more compassionate towards others and learn how to forgive those who have wronged us in the past. Our relationships become stronger as well, because when two people share a deep connection based on mutual respect and understanding, they are able to build something truly special. The power of love should never be underestimated. It has the potential to change lives for the better if embraced fully by everyone involved. So let's make sure that each day brings more opportunities for loving kindness into our world. Main idea number 10. The power of forgiveness is an incredible tool for personal growth and transformation. When we forgive ourselves and others, we can free ourselves from the pain of the past and create a brighter future. Forgiveness allows us to let go of our resentments, grudges, and anger so that we can move forward with more peace in our lives. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning or excusing someone's behavior. It simply means releasing yourself from the burden of carrying around negative emotions like resentment or bitterness. It also helps us to recognize that everyone makes mistakes, including ourselves, and that no one is perfect. By forgiving those who have wronged us, as well as ourselves for any missteps along the way, we can open up space in our hearts to experience greater joy and contentment. When we practice forgiveness on a regular basis, it becomes easier to do over time. We learn how to be compassionate towards both ourselves and others while still maintaining healthy boundaries when needed. This newfound sense of freedom gives us permission to live life fully without being weighed down by regret or guilt. Main idea number 11. The power of gratitude is an incredibly powerful tool for unlocking the abundance of the universe. When we take time to appreciate and be thankful for what we have, it opens us up to receive even more blessings in our lives. Gratitude helps us recognize that there is always something to be grateful for, no matter how small or insignificant it may seem. It also allows us to focus on the positive aspects of life rather than dwelling on negative thoughts and feelings. By cultivating an attitude of gratitude, we can open ourselves up to a world full of possibilities and opportunities. We can become aware of all the good things around us that often go unnoticed or taken for granted. This awareness will help bring joy into our lives as well as attract more positive energy into our environment. Gratitude also has a profound effect on our mental health by reducing stress levels and increasing happiness. Studies have shown that people who practice gratitude are less likely to experience depression, anxiety, and other forms of psychological distress compared with those who don't express appreciation regularly. Finally, expressing gratitude helps strengthen relationships with others by showing them how much they mean to you. Acknowledging someone's efforts or kindnesses not only makes them feel appreciated but also encourages them to continue doing good deeds in the future. The power of gratitude is truly remarkable. When practiced regularly, it can transform your life in ways you never thought possible. P. Main idea number 12. The power of letting go is a concept that has been around for centuries. It is the idea that by releasing our attachments and expectations, we can find peace and freedom. When we let go of our need to control or possess something, it allows us to be open to new possibilities and experiences. By allowing ourselves to accept what is without judgment or resistance, we can move forward with greater clarity and purpose. Letting go also means being willing to surrender our attachment to outcomes. We may have an idea of how things should turn out, but when we are able to release this expectation, it opens up space for unexpected opportunities and solutions. This process requires trust in ourselves as well as faith in the universe that everything will work out according to its own plan. Finally, letting go involves forgiving ourselves for past mistakes or regrets so that we can move on from them without carrying any baggage into the future. Forgiveness helps us break free from negative patterns of thinking which can prevent us from living life fully in the present moment. Main idea number 13. The power of acceptance is a powerful tool for finding inner peace and harmony. Acceptance means recognizing our own flaws, weaknesses, and imperfections without judgment or criticism. It also means accepting the flaws, weaknesses, and imperfections of others without judgment or criticism. When we accept ourselves and others as they are, it allows us to move beyond our limitations and find true contentment in life. Acceptance can help us to let go of negative emotions such as anger, resentment, fear, guilt, or shame that may be holding us back from living a fulfilling life. By embracing these feelings instead of pushing them away, we can learn how to better manage them so that they no longer have control over us. We can also use acceptance to forgive ourselves for past mistakes, which will allow us to move forward with greater clarity. When we practice acceptance on both an internal level, self-acceptance, and external level, others' acceptance, it helps create balance within our lives by allowing us to see things more objectively rather than through the lens of judgment or bias. This creates space for understanding between people, which leads to healthier relationships with those around you. Ultimately, the power of acceptance is about learning how to love yourself unconditionally while still being able to recognize your faults without letting them define who you are as a person. It's about having compassion for yourself and others even when there are differences in opinion or beliefs, because at the end of the day, everyone deserves respect regardless. Main idea number 14. The power of presence is a concept that has been explored in many spiritual traditions. It is the idea that by being present in the moment, we can find joy and contentment. In The Untethered Soul, The Journey Beyond Yourself, Michael A. Singer explains how this practice can help us to become more aware of our inner selves and to live with greater peace and harmony. Singer suggests that when we are able to be fully present in each moment, without judgment or attachment, we open ourselves up to a deeper understanding of life's mysteries. He encourages readers to observe their thoughts and feelings without getting caught up in them. Instead, they should simply witness them as if from afar. This allows us to gain insight into our own motivations and behavior patterns so that we can make better choices for ourselves. By cultivating an attitude of presence, Singer argues that it becomes easier for us to accept what comes our way with grace and equanimity rather than resistance or fear. We learn how to let go of expectations about how things should be so that we can appreciate whatever arises, even if it isn't what we had hoped for, and move forward with confidence. Ultimately, the power of presence helps us cultivate a sense of inner peace no matter what external circumstances may arise. By learning how to stay connected with ourselves even during difficult times, we create space for growth and transformation within our lives. Main idea number 15. The power of choice is a powerful tool that can be used to create the life we want. By making conscious choices, we can shape our lives in ways that are meaningful and fulfilling. We have the ability to choose how we respond to situations, how we think about ourselves and others, and what actions we take. When we make conscious decisions based on our values and goals, it gives us control over our destiny. When faced with difficult or challenging circumstances, it's important to remember that you always have a choice. You may not be able to change the situation itself, but you can choose your attitude towards it. You can decide whether you will focus on the negative aspects or look for something positive in every experience. This kind of mindful decision-making allows us to take ownership of our lives and move forward with purpose. Making conscious choices also helps us stay true to ourselves by allowing us to prioritize what matters most in life. It enables us to set boundaries so that other people's opinions don't dictate our decisions or derail our progress towards achieving personal goals. Ultimately, having the power of choice empowers us as individuals because it gives us control over how we live out each day. Main idea number 16. The power of faith is an incredible force that can help us to create a life full of abundance and joy. When we have faith in ourselves, our abilities, and the universe around us, it gives us the strength to take risks and make changes that will lead to positive outcomes. Faith allows us to trust in something greater than ourselves. It helps us stay focused on our goals even when things seem difficult or uncertain. With faith comes courage, the courage to face challenges head-on and persevere through them. Having faith also means believing in yourself enough to take action towards your dreams. It's about having confidence in your own capabilities and trusting that you are capable of achieving whatever you set out for yourself. Having faith doesn't mean blindly following a path without questioning it. Rather, it involves being open-minded enough to explore different possibilities while still staying true to what you believe is right for you. Faith can be incredibly empowering because it gives us hope during times of difficulty or uncertainty. It reminds us that no matter how hard things may seem at the moment, there is always light at the end of the tunnel if we keep pushing forward with determination and resilience. Ultimately, having faith helps remind us that anything is possible if we just believe. Main idea number 17. The power of connection is an idea that has been around for centuries. It is the belief that by connecting with others, we can find true happiness and fulfillment. In his book The Untethered Soul, The Journey Beyond Yourself, Michael A. Singer explains how this concept works in practice. He argues that when we connect with other people on a deeper level, it helps us to understand ourselves better and to become more aware of our own feelings and emotions. Singer also suggests that through these connections, we can learn from each other's experiences and gain insight into our own lives. By forming meaningful relationships with those around us, we are able to open up new possibilities for growth and development as individuals. Furthermore, he believes that when we make genuine connections with others, it allows us to feel connected to something larger than ourselves, a sense of belonging. Ultimately, the power of connection lies in its ability to bring out the best in both parties involved, to create a bond between two people who may have never met before but now share something special together. Through this process of mutual understanding and respect for one another's differences, real joy can be found. Main idea number 18. The power of transformation is a powerful concept that can help us create the life we want. By transforming our thoughts and beliefs, we can open ourselves up to new possibilities and experiences. We can learn to let go of limiting beliefs and embrace positive ones that will lead us towards joy and peace. When we transform our thinking, it allows us to see things from different perspectives, which helps us make better decisions in life. Transformation also involves taking action on what we believe in order for it to become reality. It requires courage and commitment as well as an openness to change. As we take steps towards creating the life we desire, it's important to remember that transformation doesn't happen overnight. Rather, it takes time and effort but ultimately leads us closer towards achieving our goals. By embracing the power of transformation within ourselves, we are able to create a more meaningful existence filled with love, joy, peace, and abundance. Transformation is not only about changing how you think or feel, it's also about taking action on those changes so they become part of your everyday life. Main idea number 19. The power of compassion is an incredible force that can transform our lives. Compassion allows us to open up and connect with others in a meaningful way, creating a sense of understanding and acceptance. It also helps us to be more forgiving of ourselves and others, allowing us to move past mistakes or hurtful words without holding on to resentment or anger. When we cultivate compassion for ourselves and those around us, it creates an atmosphere of love and understanding. Compassion gives us the strength to face difficult situations with courage instead of fear. We are able to see things from different perspectives, which can help us find solutions that work for everyone involved. Compassion also encourages empathy, the ability to put yourself in someone else's shoes, which leads to greater understanding between people. By cultivating compassion within ourselves, we become better equipped at dealing with life's challenges in a positive manner. We learn how to respond rather than react when faced with adversity. This helps create healthier relationships both personally and professionally, as well as providing emotional stability during times of stress. Ultimately, the power of compassion has the potential to bring about great change in our lives if we allow it into our hearts. By embracing its healing energy, we can create a life filled with love and understanding. Main idea number 20. The power of service is an idea that has been around for centuries. It is the belief that by helping others, we can find true fulfillment and joy in our lives. In his book The Untethered Soul, The Journey Beyond Yourself, Michael A. Singer explains how this concept works and why it is so important to living a meaningful life. Singer argues that when we serve others, we are able to tap into something greater than ourselves, a source of energy and purpose beyond what our own individual needs can provide us with. He believes that through service, we become connected to something larger than ourselves, something spiritual or divine, and this connection brings us closer to understanding who we truly are as individuals. In addition to providing us with a sense of purpose and meaning in life, serving others also helps us develop empathy and compassion for those around us. By putting aside our own wants and needs in order to help someone else out, we learn how to be more selfless and generous towards other people. Ultimately, the power of service lies in its ability to bring about transformation within ourselves as well as those whom we serve. Through acts of kindness and generosity towards others, not only do they benefit from our actions but so do we. By giving back without expecting anything in return, both parties gain something valuable from the experience. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.